I sent an email to this Rav in America regarding, we're already in Reish Mem Hey, but Reish Mem Dalet Vav, at all discussion, how can a Jew keep his business open on Shabbos? Now obviously if you have a makola, you can't have your store open on Shabbos, but we said a lot of business hotels and nursing homes and apartment buildings and all sorts of different businesses that do need to be somewhat open, whatever that means. So it would seem to be a standard shaila because it's so, like, nursing homes, like, that's a very big frum business in America. So this Rav emailed me back. He said, well, he actually records his voice and then he sends me the recording. So he said it's very not pashut and it's much. They try to work it out, but he says really not pashut. The easiest way to work it out is Reish Mem Hey. It means if the guy is a real owner of the business, so that's what we started discussing yesterday, that's what we're going to continue to discuss today, so that makes it much, much easier. But he said, you know, when they want to try to take the non-Jewish secretary and work it out like that, he said they still may be able to do it, but it's much more complicated. The simplest way of doing it is to have a non-Jew who's a real partner. He doesn't have to be a 50% partner, it could be probably a 1% partner. 1% can be a lot of money when you're dealing with nursing homes and the like. But it's much simpler to work out if we're dealing with a real partner. Okay, so we just started talking about this yesterday. We went through the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Let's do now the Shulchan Aruch, Reish, Mem, Hey, Aleph. It's a big sif. It's two pages. And let's try to do that right now. Yisrael ve'ein Yehudi sheyesh lem sadeh o tanur o merchatz o rechaim shamayim b'shut tafus o shem shutvim b'chanut b'schora. So you have a Jew and a non-Jew and they are partners. So we mentioned yesterday there's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. Is this limited to sadeh, which is the case of the Gemara, or does it extend to everything else? And there's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam Ri. The Ri said it's only sadeh, everything else is okay. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's not okay, it's all the same. And the Shulchan Aruch, and then the... I forgot, one of them was chazer to the other one. The Ri, who was the Mekel, was chazer bo to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, based on a Tosefta in Demai, and that's what we see in the Mechaber. There's no difference. It doesn't matter what the business is. It's a store, it's a field, it's an oven, it's a bathhouse, it's a swimming pool, whatever it is. So, if they make a tanai when they start the business, and his new mitzchilah b'shal shabo l'shtatim, they make a tanai before they go into business together. She has schar Shabbos the Yehudi levado. The guy gets all the Shabbos schar. Now that's easier to figure out when it's something tangible. The money comes in right away. That's easier to figure out. A field is more complicated to figure out. Obviously, there's no way to figure it out. There's no direct profit coming from work done on Shabbos more than work done on Friday, Sunday, or Monday. But if they work it out, whenever schar comes in on Shabbos goes to the guy, ima'at v'marbe, doesn't matter how big or how much or how little that will be, u'schar yom echa k'neged yom ha'Shabbos Yisrael levado, and the schar for a weekday goes to the Jew alone, that's going to be mutter. So now let's see that in the Mishnah. Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. We did the intro yesterday. I think. Right? I think we did this intro in the Mishabura yesterday. Okay, Sif Aleph. Sadeh Otanu. Tama Dram Elu Deba'inan Hisnu. They need to make a tanai, a condition. They need to work it out before they start this business. D'ilav Hachi, because otherwise. Let's say they go on 50-50. They're partners. That means they're supposed to work the same amount. They're supposed to, I mean, obviously there's different ways of doing a business, but they're in it together. They're obligated to work the same amount, and they're going to come out with the same amount of profit. So it means that there's 7 days in the week. So we're shutafim. We are partners on Sunday and Monday and Friday and on Shabbos. So if he's working on Shabbos and we're 50-50 shutafim, he's working for me on Shabbos. Now I could be working on Sunday, that's fine, I'm working for him on Sunday. That's no problem. But the problem is he's working for me on Shabbos unless we make it tonight when we go into business. Let's see. After they're ready partners, then he says, oh, by the way, I don't work on Saturday, so you work on Shabbos, and you take the Shabbos profits, and I'll give you a day off during the week, we'll call it Sunday. I'll take Sunday's profits, you take Shabbos profits. It's as if he's having the guy work for him on Shabbos. That's not allowed. It's as if he says to him, you're working for me on Shabbos instead of me. You're working for me on Shabbos. And that turns the guy into the Jew shaliach on Shabbos to do malacha for him, and that is awesome. Right, but he's still working for me on Shabbos, even though he's taking the Rebbe.
What means I'm working for me?
He's my shaliach. I am obligated to work on Shabbos just like he is. When I tell him to work for Shabbos, I'll take Sunday. He's working for me half a Shabbos because I'm supposed to be working half a Shabbos, and I'm working for him on half a, for his half of Sunday. Meaning, I hear what you're saying. You can just say, well, Shabbos is Sunday, he's doing Shabbos, I'm doing Sunday, they're not related. Halacha doesn't look at it like that, unless they make it tonight. Halacha looks at it as every day is an independent day. On Shabbos, we're both obligated to work, and he's working for me. On Sunday, we're both obligated to work, and I'm working for him. But each day is looked at independently. We'll see that now. We'll see that right now. Now, the end of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Dan Aleph, he has an important point. We already said that I can't rent out, except for a field, which is usually done in a sharecropper oris situation, I can't lend out or rent out my oven, my swimming pool, my whatever to the guy, because it looks like he's working for me. However, over here, look at the last line of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Dan Aleph. Here, lo chayshir mishum maris ta'ayin shimer l'tzorach Yisrael hu osa. It looks like he's working for me. Kevan sheyadua sheyesh le'en yudi chelek bo. When it's known, and you have to make it known, that the guy owns a portion of this business, so then it no longer, there's no longer maris ta'ayin that he's working for me, he's working for himself. Dirishu points out in footnote 5 that he doesn't have to own 50%, even if he has a chelek katan bilvad. That's good enough. And then there's no maris ta'ayin, he's working for himself. Then they says even 1% would be good enough. But you have to make it known that if this is Schwartz's department store, that you have to make it known that Rodriguez also has a piece of Schwartz's department store. We'll call it S&R, not Schwartz. Well, I guess Schwartz and Rodriguez will also be okay. But Schwartz and then Rodriguez own 1%, he's there on Shabbos, that's going to be a problem. You have to make it known that the guy is an owner in the store. Because if it looks like it's Schwartz, the Jew's department store, and the guy is working there on Shabbos, that's a problem. People have to know that he's an owner. Once he's an owner, so then there's no Marasai anymore, because once he's an owner, he's working for himself. Even if the Jew is going to benefit, that's not necessarily a problem. Not necessarily a problem.
How is that different from the other case where the 50-50 works on Shabbos, one works on Sunday?
We're talking now about Marasai. We're talking about Marasai is not going to be a problem if he's an owner. How they work it out does matter. Right, he can't work there because it's not a Marasai problem. He's considered to be the Jew's shaliach. He's considered to be working for the Jew unless they work out the arrangement before Shabbos. There's two separate things, like we had all along. There's, what is the arrangement? Is this a mutter arrangement or an usser arrangement? Even if the arrangement is mutter, it still could be a Marasai problem because it looks fishy. It looks like a problem. So he's saying if the guy is a real partner, any percentage is not a Maris Ayin problem. They could still be a real problem that the arrangement is not done properly.
Yeah, it's going to be at least like 14.5%. Otherwise, getting the Rebbe from Shabbos. 1/7 is like 14.5%.
No, he says even 1%. Even though it's less.
How can it be? He's making 14%
of his business on Shabbos. Some businesses.
Okay, but the same as the artist, the sharecropper. We have a 50-50 deal. I'm sitting in shul making 50% of the future profits, and he's working on Shabbos. I mean, it's a little bit different over there because it's a field and the profits are whatever. But in that case, even if it was not a field, the problem with the other things that we learned in Reish Mem Gimel, the problem is problem with the Tanur and the Rechaim over there, is a Marisayan. But it's not a problem that the Jews in Shul earning money on Shabbos, as long as it's done by Havlov. It's mixed together with other money.
And the Goy is working also for his own interest.
But right, because the Goy is not working for me, he's working for his percentage. Even if it's 1%, he's working for his percent. But there's a Marisayan problem if I'm 100% owner. Once he has a portion, and people know that, so then there's no longer a Marisayan problem. The other problem you work out by making a tanai, a condition before they go into business. Here, let's see. We're going to see that right now. Mishmah Sifkatan Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch said, if they make a tanai mitzchila at the time that they come to make this partnership, that the schar of Shabbos is going to the Jew, that's going to, and let's say Shabbos goes to the guy, Sunday goes to the Jew. That's okay. Why? Since they made this condition when they started the business, so Shabbos, the business is as if it doesn't belong to the Jew. The Jew, we say like this, really we're 50-50 partners. I have to work on Shabbos. He's going to work for me on Shabbos. He's now my shaliach. That's prohibited. But if when we make the original arrangement, so I don't have to work on Shabbos. The job is not in. I don't have to work on Shabbos. We made a deal when we started this partnership. I do Sunday, he does Shabbos. So then I don't have to work on Shabbos. So when he works on Shabbos, he's not working for me. He's working for himself. He's not my shaliach. He's working for himself on Shabbos, and that's fine. And I'm working on Sunday. He doesn't work on Sunday. Okay, that part doesn't really matter. If they do before, then it's not. Right, it's not. He's not working for me at Shabbos. I have no shaykhs to this on Shabbos.
And afterwards, it's more like, okay, we're in the business together. You do Shabbos, I'll
and
do
you're working for me on Shabbos. Mishmas Sifkatan Dal im at im harbe. Whatever the profit is on Shabbos, he gets it. The kevin the ena mechashen zeh kenege zeh lital b'shave. Since they're not collecting evenly, im kein enam shutofim klal b'yom Shabbos yom rishon. Shabbos Sunday, we're not partners. You own 100% of the business on Shabbos. I own 100% of the business on Sunday. The rest of the week, we're 50-50 partners. Rak b'shar yomim. If at the end we say we're going to come out 50-50 entirely, that's going to be a problem. The karchach, because if we're coming out splitting splitting everything 50-50, then it turns out that we're really partners on Shabbos and Sunday also. So we go in, we make an arrangement, you own the place on Shabbos, and you will get the Shabbos profits. I own the place on Sunday, I will get the Sunday profits. Now, he doesn't have to take Sunday, just the guy might want a day off, I think. That's how I understand it. And the rest of the week, we own 50-50. So, but at the end of the day, if we each come out, I made $50,000 this year, and you made $50,000 this year, then the whole thing was a game. That's a problem.
Mishmas Sifkatan Hey, im achakach b'shas chaluka, bo lecheshbon lomar, kama natata ata meruba v'ani muat, nachlok hamosa shiyia l'shneim b'shabbos. So if we make the Tanai originally,
and then it turns out Shabbos is a busy day at the business, and Sunday is not a busy day, so he ended up with a lot of money at the end of the year. Shabbos brought in a lot. Sunday brought in very little. Okay, you know what? It's not fair, because you know we really did the same amount of work. So now you came out with $20,000 for Shabbos. I came out with $10,000 on Sunday. So when we split the rest of the profits, we're not going to split it 50-50. We're going to work it out so we both work out with the same amount of money at the end of the year.
So if you do that, that's a big machlokas. Das Hamagen Avram, Lefsoke Das HaRaivit Shemachmi Rizeh. That the Raivit says is no good. Mishum Digloi Milson Lafreya, turns out retroactively, that the original condition that you made when you started the business was a fraud, it was a hoax. Aram Abal Mahav, it was just a trick. However, that's the Raivit. However, there's a Rambam, there's a Rashi that are making. V'yesh mekilim bezevah the kevan d'islam ekar. There are those that say if they made the tonight at the beginning, they can split it up in the end any way they want. The Ravid says you can't. The Rambam says you can. The Mishmura brings down Das Hamagar from the Pasukim like the Ravid. Then he brings down Yesh Mekilin, and then he brings down the Elia Rabbah Sheherich, who has all Arichas on this Gankim Bezel Vesov Nivshar B'Tzarachim. Does this work? Does this not work? In the end, he leaves it with the Tzarachim. It's a big Machlokas Haposkim. If they made it tonight, and in the end they want to split it. Now, if they did not make a tnai batchila, we're continuing in the mechaber. If they did not make this original condition, so then, if they make a tnai, so the guy can get Shabbos, the Jew gets Sunday, and it shouldn't be such a big difference. It might be a big difference, like we just said, but it shouldn't be such a big difference. But if they didn't make it tonight, so the Jew's obviously not there on Shabbos, and the guy is there on Shabbos, so, and we don't want the guy working for the Jew. So he says the guy has a right to take all the money for Shabbos. All the Shabbos money and everything else is split. So the rest of the money they're going to split even Stephen. The Shabbos money goes totally to the guy. Now let's say they don't know how much came in on Shabbos. They don't know how much came in on Shabbos versus the rest of the week. So Yitel and Yehudi, like you said, Levado Shvi is Haschar Bechokin Hashabbos. Then he gets 1/7, which is what percentage?
About
14.5%. And then the rest they're going to split 50-50. Mishabursiv Katan Father, this is on the last part. On the Mutter arrangement is where they made the Tanai. So that's going to be Mutter. Mishabursiv Katan Father. Vimlo, no, the Achakach Rebach Shakal Echa Ve'echar Al Yomo. Kagom Bechanut. It's hard to figure out what came in on Shabbos and what came in on Sunday. I don't know if nowadays that's so hard, but if they can't figure it out, so then Rashan Lechatchila Achak Beshava. Then they can Lechatchila split it 50-50.
What's the difference?
So Dershu brings down for a Moshe like this. It doesn't mean they can't figure it out, because if they can't figure it out, then that's a haram. Then it's just a joke. It's a game. It means they really can't figure it out, but it's going to take them a lot of time to figure it out. And neither the Jew or the guy wants to spend the time doing that, and therefore he says it will be okay. You can know how much was brought in each day, but it's a tircha, and therefore kishira lif amim shelo noda kama rebachaya. Not this shouldn't be the regular situation, but sometimes it gets too complicated to figure out. It's going to spend too much time, so then it doesn't turn into a harama. But if the mamish don't know, they never know. So then in a chinami, that will be a harama. What?
Where are you?
I just did mishabrus of katan vav, and then I read the dirshu. Then Dershu points out before that, what are you doing with a field? There's no way to know, right? A field, you didn't make, there's no way to calculate how much money came in for working on Shabbos versus working on Sunday. So that, he says, when it comes to a field and you can't figure it out, he brings out from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there could be that everyone agreed that that would be okay to split it 50-50, because there's no other way to do it, right?
Why does the field need to be worked on Shabbos?
It doesn't.
Not like a hotel.
Right, it doesn't.
Your worker,
it doesn't.
You take 1/7 more workers during the week, and you missed it there.
Right, because the guy maybe doesn't work on Sunday. He wants to watch the ball game. So he wants to work on Shabbos.
Partners, okay. Football game.
He's allowed to work on Shabbos. The guy's allowed to work on Shabbos. Okay, now, and if they didn't make it tonight when they started this arrangement, so then the guy takes 1/7 of the profits. Mishabursiv Katan Zayin. Vimlo Hisnu Batchila. Kosav Stama Le'esar Below Hisnu. Afilu Imlo Armelo Avodat B'Shabbos Vani B'Cho. So you have a Stam case, but the guy works on Shabbos. They didn't make any arrangement. So the Jew can't take 50%. He has to give 1/7 to the guy. Even if he didn't tell him, you work on Shabbos, I'll work during the week. וגם בשעת חלוקה לא הזכיר לו של שבת אלא רוצה לחוק עם הוסתם בשבת אפילו לא הכי עושה כיוון שהסנו קודם של שתת. But they didn't make a tznag when they started the business, and therefore, okay, so this is the Gemara asks the Shaila. What if they just go to split it at the end? They don't say anything. They don't say, you take Shabbos, I say, not before, not after, not during, nothing. The guy just goes to work on Shabbos like a good guy. The Jew goes to work on Sunday like a good Jew. And at the end, they want to split everything. So, without making any tanai at all. So that is the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara does not answer the Kasha. The Rosh says it's something to Rabbanan Lukula. The Rambam goes with Chumrah. The Machaber here passing like the Rambam. You can't just split it 50-50. The guy has to take the Shabbos portion. The Ramban now is going to paskin closer to the Rosh. We'll see right now with the Ramban. Haggah. No, says Ramban. V'yesh matir naschar b'di'evet. That they can just split it 50-50 without any discussion at all. I feel low history even without a tnai, the whole kustam, and they just stam split it up. Vinir Ali says, should we paskin like that? Rosh says the Rama, the behefse gadol yesh this mochalai. He doesn't love it, but behefse gadol, one can rely on that opinion. Well, what's a behefse gadol? What? V'yesh matir haschar b'di'evet. B'di'evet means they didn't make any arrangement when they started the business. He goes to work on Shabbos, he goes to work on Sunday. They didn't say anything, they didn't discuss it, they went to split it 50-50. So b'hefse gadol, you could rely on that. And take 50%. Okay, Mishbur Sif Katan Ches points out, it means when they're splitting it, they're not talking about, there's no discussion. You take Shabbos, I'll take Sunday. There's no discussion. They're just splitting it across the board. So that's a Shaila and Gemara. No answer. The Mechaber is Machmer like the Rambam. And the Ramah says, Bishas Tzachak, Hefse Gadol. Now, I don't know what it means, Hefse Gadol, because the theory is no hefsid here. There's just a loss of profit, right? When he has a rev, is that called that? Is he referring to that as a hefsid gadol? I'm not sure. So now, if you look at the first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah, Veda, the kol asif hazeh mari shayisrael ve'agoyim shutfim beguf hatanur v'amerchat. So talk about where they are partners in the actual object. Their business partner. If I'm in legoy chelik begufa tanur, rakshu makaba chelik berevak b'shushu open masikat tanur. He works the oven, and therefore he gets a percentage, but he doesn't actually own a percentage of the oven. So yesh orin delo b'hanim b'zeh afilu kishemasim etchila. So they're making it tonight. It's not going to work because the guy is the full fledged owner of this oven. The Jew is the full fledged owner of the oven. Tola tachagah b'shabni yomachol. So it's as if he's renting out the tanur to the goy, which we already learned the Reish from Gimel and how to do. Have they kimaski lo tanur al Shabbos? Va'asa lito schar Shabbos. Vayim b'magen Avraham shemasik diyesh lachush lahachmer kedeya zu. What did he just say? Okay, we daf go both and say shu shelo bahavla, aval imhu bahavla. They tell the baker, you take a percentage, or tola tashnayim l'shol sheyamim, and I'll take 2 or 3 days. Then it's going to be mutter when he made the kishisna betchilas ashutfus. I'm so confused. What's he talking about? Please, it's not ashutfus. The da. I'm sorry. Da. The kol siva zemayish is only.
Yeah, even in the case where he doesn't own it at all, he tells me you have 3 days. One of the days is Shabbos, but he uses 3 days, and I have 3 days.
How is a guy allowed to work this oven on Shabbos?
It
belongs to a Jew.
Yeah, but it's like a
rhesus. I know. Where do you learn that tanur is not? You can't do a rhesus on a tanur. That we learn Reish Mem Gimel. Tanur is like a merchatz.
The first one is that he really can't do it.
And now this kula is what the Magen Avraham. Sounds like it's not necessarily, it's not so open and shut.
Right. But the first thing he says is, you can't do it.
First thing that can't do it. Then he says, Magen Avraham says, really, you shouldn't do it. Yesh lochush lahach mekedei zu. But that's only if it's shalom bavla.
which sounds like the problem is not a Maris Ayin problem. In Reish Mem Gimel, it's a Maris Ayin problem. He's working my oven and Shabbos. Here's about how can the Jew make money from the oven working on Shabbos? Not a Maris Ayin question. It's a Schar Shabbos question. How can the Jew get money for the oven working on Shabbos? And then he says, if you do it by Havlah, he does it a few days together, not just Shabbos. It's Friday and Shabbos, a weekend, Shabbos, Sunday, whatever, 2-3 days, that'll be okay. And then he concludes, V'yesh me'achrorim she'servim do'o b'inim ha'zeh she'ein l'goy chelik b'guf ha'tanur hislu me'ikara. Kevin Shu Bavla. Okay. Look at the sharats here on the bottom. Ois Zion. I'm Beli Rabba. The Im Hagoy Nota Chatzir Rabba B'chol Yom Avur Afiato. He works the oven, but he doesn't own the oven. But he gets 50% of whatever comes out of that oven. Sounds like a lot. Af Lamagin Avram Lo Ba'ina Dafka Sheyasne Meikara Imu Bavla. So you don't need to make a tnai at the beginning if it's Bahavla.
Havlah
means that you can't make money just on Shabbos. So you have to say, okay, like the waiter who's the waiter on Shabbos has to do some work before Shabbos and after Shabbos.
Swallow it up.
Okay, I'm not sure how to read that line exactly. Havlah magen lo bein davka sheyasme kara im hu bavla dahu ka'aris mamish. That's what Rabbi Mermelstein just said. It's like he's an aris mamish. He's taking 50%. So, Thaler said, you can't be an Oris Mamish that we learned in Reish Mem Gimel because of Maris Ayin. And on that he responds, V'lachain, in the Spar same, Shu'enu Schir Yom, if they somehow publicize that he's not a Schir Yom and he's working, he's not hired to do this, he's working for himself and he gets a percentage of the profits and therefore he's doing it for himself, so then there's no Maris Ayin problem. Sulekam, Mishu Maris Ayin, V'chanal, B'sim Reish Mem Gimel, it's going to be Shari. It's interesting. I don't remember that he said in Reish Mem Gimel that you could just be nisparsim. Did he say that? Maybe he did. Okay, so over there, Reish Mem Gimel Beis, he talked about if he does it, if he's like the owner for a year, if he works it for a year, if he's managing the oven for a whole year. So everyone knows it's the guy is making money on this oven, so then after a year or two, he can start working on Shabbos. Or if that's the normal derech in that place. It's meaning in a regular case, like the Gemara says, there's no such thing as a resource. It's not normal. It's not done. Everyone's going to assume that he's hired and it's also on Shabbos. It's Marasayim. But if you come up with a case where it's not Marasayim, okay, I can't figure out how to do it. So put it in the paper, put a big sign, whatever it is. I don't know if that would work. Usually we say that doesn't work, the big sign. So then there's no problem of Marasayin over here, and there's also no problem of him being a Shaliach because he's working for himself. Why is he working for himself? Because he's an artist. He's coming out with 50% of the profits. The fact that the Jew might also be making money is like the field. It's not a problem the Jew makes money while the guy is working on Shabbos, as long as the guy is not doing it for the Jew. The guy is doing it for himself because he has his own percentage in this business. So originally we said he has to mamish be an owner, and now it sounds like he doesn't mamish have to be an owner, as long as he is making a percentage of the profits that are being done on Shabbos, so therefore he's working for himself, not for the Jew. Usually it's Marasayan. Somehow he got out of Marasayan. Exactly how it's not clear. It's Nisparsim. It's publicized. Whatever that means, that's the Lashon of the Sharatzim. Okay, we're running out of time. So we'll finish this up tomorrow, Rezvat Hashem, and go on towards the end of the Siman.